This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time now for some Week 3 NFL True or Fart. I don't know. Is it true the Steelers are looking good? 10 or less in three straight games? Mm. That's a winning formula if I've ever seen it. Mm. Okay. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 7 minutes. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk.
All righty, we've got overreactions. Week 3 in the NFL season. Oh, what a weekend it was. Thanks a lot, San Francisco. You can go bleep yourselves.
My, oh my. I was going to wait to hear from you gentlemen.
Three in a row for me.
Yeah.
I told the guys at DallasCowboys.com this morning I might have to show up as Mrs. Doubtfire for the Friday show.
You are on a historic run of incompetence.
It's amazing.
I was considering two games last week, and at the end, I pulled off the game I wanted to do, which was Cleveland-New York. I lost that one in the early game, and then in the late game, I lost the one I went to, which was Raiders against Carolina.
You needed to get to plan C if you were going to find any sort of success this weekend.
I was thinking I was so smart at about 3 o'clock, like, yeah, that's right.
Pivot.
Yep.
Good pivot.
Oh, it didn't work. But, yeah, that's we'll see what happens with the Bengals tonight. I think they're probably going to get the win.
I hope so, dude. I'm not feeling good about this. This feels like an ominous sort of week here and season, to be quite frank.
Second week in a row, 5 or more very significant upsets.
Yeah.
Well, and it sucks even worse for Dawson because he still has to make up for his non-payoff on Friday. So he's now sitting two in the holster there.
Gosh, dang it. Yeah, true or fart, we're all idiots. I think true on that one. All right, take it away, Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or false, Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
Mm. All right, Cowboys 1-2. By the way, I'm going to lock in my survivor pick now. It's the Cowboys and the Giants on Thursday. Taking the Cowboys.
Taking the Cowboys?
They're my pick for this week.
Must win.
There's no way they lose. They own
down
the Giants.
Down in flames, Wolchuk.
The old unlosable game.
I should not say that. There's absolutely ways they could lose, but Dak is traditionally great against the Giants. I think they're going to go in there and smack them. That's what they do. Giants aren't a good team. They'll beat the bad teams.
2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns, maybe Malik Nabers, who's a baller. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And
so
they got a new runner.
Then.
Another number 26.
Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe they'll run all over the Cowboys, but I think I'm taking them. I'm locked in. Cowboys are going to beat the crap out of the Giants.
Wow, this is Wolchuk stone cold. This is historical in the sense that
it's
a Monday stone cold lead pipe.
Well, it's a Thursday nighter. I don't want to forget to do that. And then I'm thinking like, damn, when it's 30-0, I should have picked the Cowboys. I wanted to pick the Cowboys. So we're doing it now.
I like the way you're getting ahead of this thing.
Let me throw this at you, though. Since you brought up Malik Nabers, true or fart, Gavin Dawson. He's the best wide receiver in the draft
in
class.
The world.
Mm.
In the histories.
I'll bet on it. I'll say yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there were plenty of folks, despite the fact that Marvin Harrison Jr.
tried to argue this.
Okay, so Brian Broaddus in this very room
here. The problem is that being an LSU alum, that people are not going to take you seriously.
Get off his job.
Yeah, exactly.
D-Rider.
Dawson had it right when the pre-show meeting, he goes, you've seen this guy play more than anybody. When you start to talk about him and Marvin
Brian's Harris. Not going to be biased for his LSU guys, just as a point of reference for if you're wondering out there.
Mm-hmm.
He'll perhaps be tougher on them, like a sports dad.
Very sports dad.
All right,
Malik, dude, he is their offense.
Does he save Daniel Jones?
No, he doesn't do that. No. So he makes him viable.
Only God himself can save Daniel
If Daniel Jones. Just runs and passes to Malik Nabers, they have a chance of beating the Cowboys. You only have to get to like 17 points.
I'm not joking. I think the game plan for Thursday night defensively for the Cowboys is, I think you triple cover the rare, elusive triple coverage every single play Malik Nabers.
He's got 23 catches on 37 targets for 271 yards and 3 touchdowns so far this year.
The only problem with triple teaming him is then, like you mentioned, Devin Singletary, who's running his tail off, is going to just probably go all Alvin Kamara on you.
Absolutely. And DJ is going to run for 60 or 75 yards. Brian, I know you have film coming up at 3:40 in Krusty's corner, but why 2 weeks in a row when that runner turns the corner, is there nobody home?
Yeah, that's the what's happened to you guys is when the Cowboys sense the ball going to the edge, there's now such an effort to get everybody. Are you talking about the cutbacks, or are you just talking about just running it around the corner?
The
yes,
runs around the corner.
The runs around the corner. Yeah, what happens is sometimes you're getting by alignment, you're getting hooked. And then you don't get the pursuit from the inside, from your linebackers. They'll kick your corner is what they'll do. And so what? There's a lot of times where
just
it looks
losing
like
a bunch of one on ones.
They're outflanked. But if you watch what's happening with Dallas now, some of the cutbacks, like, and Henry was really good with this yesterday, is that they start the ball going one way to the corner. And then they bend that thing back because Dallas is just trying to get all 11 out on the edge.
Over pursuing.
Yeah, and then the ball is able to come back. So that's a major problem.
Eric Chiafalo, true or fart, Saquon Barkley, who had 17 carries, 147 yards, 2 TDs. He's got 351 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns on the season, 3 games. Best signing of the offseason.
Ooh, who else would be in the running for that?
Kirko Chains.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you have Cousins, but
but no, they
wasn't. I mean, that was, there's another.
They did get gypped on that call.
This is one where I'll actually agree with the fans. The Bengals fans were out of their minds last week, but the Falcons fans, I can understand why you are frustrated right now with the Zebras. Saquon Barkley, best free agent signing. I mean, I think there's, only because Malik Willis was a trade, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, good for him, man.
My gosh.
Good Packers. For the Packers as well. Yeah, it appears so. I mean, one of the few running backs who, you know, what, 4, 5, 6 years into his career still has the ability to run away from even the fastest defenders on the other team. That was a hell of a run.
Even though I think Dick Fangio is the headliner for me yesterday, if I'm talking about the Eagles.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
And how about the Goddard one-armer?
Unreal.
As he's sitting on a couple of my fantasy benches, you know, just that's wasting annoying. Away.
I think you could maybe throw in Justin Fields at 3-0.
I was thinking Fields, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a trade, too.
Was that a trade?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
it was a trade. You're right.
So we're talking about a free agent signing, so congrats to Saquads.
Yeah, Christian. Derrick Henry.
Seattle do anything with...
Well, yeah, Derrick Henry.
I'm thinking about with Seattle. Did they do anything? They're 3-0 right now.
There's a lot of trades.
Head coaching change.
Yeah. Thank you, Woolchuck. Maybe we'll have time for a few more bit later on. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's everybody doing?
Terrific. Great.
What's going on in everything and everybody? Yeah.
Monday.
Cowboys got appreciate your reaction there. I appreciate that. Well, my wife notices that, too. She's like, they just don't talk to you the same way. They just watch you. Let's go to our winner right here. We go to Austin Villa. Jean Duran had the goal of the season. This is also a hell of a call.
John Duran, Barkley, Duran. Que golazo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, he's got them, I think, second in the standings right now.
It's amazing.
Good for that, brother. Let's see here. All right. What else I got for you guys? Hey, hold up.
They call it Stormy Monday.
Yeah, it's for you, Cowboy fans.
Stormy Monday.
Yeah. Hey, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. I pray you do. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes and Reverend Ike. This lady right here has a message for all the women's in the congregation.
Another thing, stop saying all men are dogs. That's not true. Just because you had one bad experience doesn't mean they all come like that. Oh, did you ever think that maybe the reason why you're attracting those so-called dogs is because you're dishing out kibbles and bits?
Hello.
Kibbles and bits.
Wagging your tail to see who you can catch next. The devil is a liar. And don't be wagging your tail in front of my husband either.
She's talking to somebody specifically in that audience.
Yeah, just staring right in the eyes.
Lady in the hat over there.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. This is not one. But it's Kawhi Leonard. Did you see him? He was recording some dude on a skateboard jump over a table at a park.
No.
I'm honest. Yo, Kawhi Leonard, bro, it's crazy. Listen to this. Hey! That guy. Look at him. He did it. There you go. Two in a row. That's how you finish it.
There you go. He's just out there hanging out with
you. He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy. Hey!
It's like he's falling.
You can hear how fun he is.
That's good. That guy.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got for you boys here?
It is pretty badass when somebody always over a picnic table.
It's pretty awesome. No, I was never that good at it. It is pretty awesome. Shout out to Tolo Aaron Thacker. My man sent this to me last week. Texas Rangers radio broadcast right here. Jared Sandler had a little fun.
Gosh, how cool is this? I'm looking up at the video board, and they're promoting the next two games. It's Kumar Rocker and Jacob DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
It's great having both those guys back from Tommy John surgery on the mound, and both those guys will make their first and only home starts this year.
Let's go!
next couple of days. First pitch, and Jimenez takes outside from Bradford.
I think they're sitting next to one another in the dugout right now.
Yeah, they are. One of the benches towards the back side of the dugout. That one's outside. What do you think? They're just like, hey, you got nasty stuff, bro. And the other one's like, yeah, you got nasty stuff, too. It's pretty cool having good stuff. 2-0. Swing and a ball tip back foul, so the count's 2-1. You throw hard. You do, too. You're pretty intimidating on the mound. Yeah, you're intimidating as well. You like striking guys out? Yeah, I did too. 2-1. Here's a ground ball weekly hit.
I like how he switches out of there real quick.
He switches out real quick.
Yeah, you got to be double-minded, bro. You got to be double-minded.
Hypothetical play-by-play of a stuff-off. I mean, just brilliant. And then back into it.
Back into it.
That'd be a good Rangers like season ticket commercial, you know? Be cut to it.
Huh? What? Yeah. Are you talking to me? Wait, I'm sorry. I was reading the fan text. Sorry about that.
No, we were just business ideas, here. You know, just marketing,
throwing it out there,
trying to put money in pockets.
Let's see here, what we got. I got another church clip for you.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a pastor upset at a choir. He's upset at his choir. They didn't like.
Oh no!
They weren't ready. They weren't ready.
Get ready.
They weren't ready when they were supposed to be ready. So he kept on going. Somebody handed the pastor a note like, "Hey, is the choir going to get to sing?"
And he's for women's rights. And. Somebody wrote me a note and said, can the choir sing? Let me tell y'all something, choir. That man got through preaching. You should have been ready then to sing. I don't have no choir. When I get through preaching, you got to be ready to step right in behind me and sing.
You got to be ready.
And don't need y'all looking at me all strange because I know what I'm talking about. This ain't no party. This ain't no show. This is worship.
Worship.
It's worship.
You can't wait for somebody to lift a baton and look at you and get for you to sing. This ain't no show. You're supposed to be ready. You're supposed to be in the spirit while the man is preaching. And you're supposed to pick the song that's adequate for his sermon.
Facts.
I don't care if you don't say amen. Amen. You can't get no amen out from no ignorance.
Oh, God.
Terrible.
Jeez,
okay.
Bro.
I figured this out now, Lucius.
Bro.
Worship.
We need to have a union for the choirs.
Yeah.
The choir needs a union because they're getting treated poorly.
They need some help out
there. They need some help out there with their conditions. Their working conditions aren't good right now. Yeah.
Is it our one-time champ? K. Golasso. From Duran, Aston Villa. They won 3-1 over the weekend. He tallied again, by the way, against Wolves. Woman pastor says all men are dogs.
Wait, what?
A woman pastor says don't say all men are dogs.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I might have missed that message. Don't be wagging your tail in front of my man.
What are you doing?
Kawhi Leonard. Videoing good skateboarders. I mean, how do they kick that thing and jump up at the same time? And then get like 3 feet in the air and somehow land it.
We got to do sports science on this, man.
It's the most superhuman sports thing I think we do is the high speed skateboard ollie land on it like 20 feet down the parking lot. It's unbelievable. Jared Sandler with the rocker and DeGrom dialogue, or is it pastor upset at his choir? I'm gonna go with the skateboarder there, Chief. How about you?
Give me Jared Sandler.
Lucius.
Shoot, man. Austin Villa.
Vote for the champ.
Mr. Jean.
I'm going to go with Kawhi.
Hey, okay, here we go. The fact that Chris Arnold was not nominated today is a crime. Did anybody know what Chris Arnold did?
I got you. We have it for two guys, one booth.
Okay, there you go, guys. There you go.
Yeah. You're more than welcome to.
That's quality content right there.
This guy right here on the fan text didn't send it to me.
Right at the end of the segment.
Yeah, at the end of the segment. I say it all the time. Please don't do that.
Brian.
I'm going to pick Kawhi.
By a score of 3-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion is Kawhi Leonard, videotaping skateboarders. It looked like on a basketball court, jumping over picnic tables. Pretty impressive. Best of the weekend coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
Yeah, which one of these sportsmen had it worse this weekend? Featuring the Red Rifle and the five-layer burrito next year in the Nation.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.